We're continuing Pirkei Avos with Rabbeinu Yonah, and the final thing that Yehoshua ben Prachya taught us is Ve'veidan kol adam lekav zchut. Judge every person favorably. Zeh medaberim adam shen yodin bayim utzadik v'imurasha. So the Rabbeinu Yonah learns this is talking about someone who you don't know if he's pious or wicked. You don't know. That's what it says. It's kol ha'adam. And we're at the end of Mishnah Vav in the first chapter. Let's talk about someone you don't know where he's holding, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah. And if you know him, so sometimes he does good things, sometimes he does bad things. And then he does something which you don't know. Did he mean to do bad? Or did he mean to do good? You could judge it either way. Sometimes someone does that. Or at first glance, seems pretty bad. But if there's any angle where you could judge him favorably, so then you should say he meant it for good. So that's, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what it's talking about. It's talking about someone who you don't know if he's good or bad. You don't know this guy. He cut you in line. He took your parking spot. You don't know him. So you could say, maybe he didn't see I was standing there. So if you don't know him, if there's room to say that, you're not sure. Did he see me? Didn't he see me? So fine, judge him favorably. But if you know him, and he's a regular Joe, you know, sometimes he does things good, sometimes he does things bad. So then, even if there's more room to say, he saw me, come on. But there's some room to say, no, he didn't. So then you should say he meant for good. He didn't mean badly. But what the Mishnah is not talking about is someone who is completely righteous or completely wicked. Because if it's someone who's righteous and he does something that from every angle you look at it, it seems bad, you should still judge him favorably. Say, you know, maybe he made a mistake. He probably regrets it. He already asked for forgiveness. Our sages say, if at night you see a Talmud Chacham, you see someone who's supposed to be righteous doing a sin at night, don't think about it by day, saying, ooh, where did I see him last night? Shema asat tshuva, because maybe he did tshuva. Shema asat kedai tchadema v'daya asat tshuva. The Gemara asks, what do you mean maybe he did tshuva? You're saying he's a tzaddik, so he definitely did tshuva. Perush shema asat kedai tchivan shu tamid chacham v'adata lo erad v'akakla b'yado al kol panim miyad asat tshuva. What the Gemara means is, if he's a Talmud Chacham, you don't know of any wrongdoing on his behalf. So even if you caught him red-handed, one night you passed by, you saw him doing something that was wrong, so you have to assume that, hey, if this is the only time I ever saw him doing something wrong, he must have done tshuva right away. So, when you have someone who's a real tzaddik, then you should never judge them badly. So, about him, you didn't need the Mishnah to tell you, judge every person favorably. It's not talking about someone who's completely wicked either. Because someone who's completely wicked, even if you see him doing something that seems completely good, and there's no reason to think there's anything bad about it, a person has to assume, no, it looks good, but there's something rotten here. He did it externally, but deep down inside it's not as good as it seems. The verse in Proverbs warns us. He says, when he pleads with you, don't give him faith because he has 7 wicked thoughts in his heart. You guys know the story of the soldiers, Hashiva, the 7 soldiers in the War of Independence. They came across an Arab and he begged them and pleaded and promised that he wouldn't go and tell anyone where they were and they should let him go. And they had mercy on him and they let him go. And they paid for it with their lives. Shlomo HaMelech warns us. There are times you're not allowed to give trust. There are times where you have to suspect, even though everything seems right and fine and everything. That's what the Rambam wrote. ועל עניין זה אמר שלמה בחוכמתו, משכיל צדיק לבית רשע, מסלף רשעים לרע. רצונו לומר, בני אדם חושבים כי הצדיקים מפני שאינם יודעים לעשות רע, אינם מכירים דרכי רשע, כי לא הבינו עושים אותו. King Solomon was saying, people think that the righteous don't do evil because they don't know it. They don't know how. They don't understand how to do it. ואין הדבר כן, that's not true. כי הצדיק משכיל לבית רשע ויודע ומכיר ומשגיח ומעלליו יותר משאר בני אדם שיודעים ולא יתנו אותו על ליבם. Because a righteous person, he takes note exactly what the wicked person's doing, and he's sharp enough to see it, and he sees more than other people see. Because other people don't take note. They're not even paying attention. And he sees it. מסלף רשעים לרע, צדיק שורה מעשה רשעים הנראים בדרך טוב, מסלף תורמתו לדינו לומר פועל לאבן. And so the righteous, when he sees them doing something, even if it looks good, he knows how to evaluate it correctly, and he says, ah, there's more to it than the naked eye sees. כי לא נתכוון למצווה, אך לשום עצמו בחזקת הטובים. Yeah, he did something that looks nice, so that people will assume he's good. Take a maid off. So he gives a lot of charity, right? That gains the trust of a lot of people. So YU puts millions of dollars in his account. Oh, very nice that he donated money to YU. That's fantastic. Yeah, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. When someone's wicked, so then you're not supposed to say, oh, he meant, well, at least he gave charity. No, he gave charity so he'd look good, so people would give him more trust, so he'd get away with doing more of his wicked deeds.